Welcome to another edition of Uncensored with Penny Faree, proudly sponsored by IPSS Electronic Security.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the last episode of Uncensored for 2025. Every Wednesday on Radio 88 FM, Uncensored has tried to do one thing consistently, to look beyond official accounts and examine what is actually happening on the ground. This podcast grew out of a realization that too many important stories never reached the public because they were uncomfortable, inconvenient, or quietly pushed aside. Uncensored was created to serve this community, the residents and ratepayers of the North Coast, who live with the consequences of power, whether it sits in government, institutions, or private hands. Over the past year, this has meant following issues where accountability was unclear, giving space to people whose stories had not been heard, and bringing light to matters that some would have preferred to keep out of view. That work has taken many forms. It has involved documents and data, court processes and investigations, and the lived experiences of communities. Uncensored is independently produced. Editorial decisions are made here in this studio and nowhere else. This year, the show became possible on a larger scale through the support of IPSS Security, whose sponsorship has allowed this work to continue independently. It also allows the reporting to exist. As we head into our final episode of the year, I want to step back and reflect on what this year revealed, not as a list of stories, but as a pattern in how power operates, how accountability is resisted, and why it matters to keep asking questions. I also want to acknowledge the people behind much of this reporting, the officials, insiders, and whistleblowers who raised early warnings when risks and failures were ignored, those who shared documents when internal processes failed to trigger action, and individuals who chose to speak out, often at personal and professional risk, so that the public record could be set straight. Many of them cannot be named, but their courage and their commitment to accountability made this work possible. Dave, when you look back at this year, what stood out for you editorially?
There's been so much, Penny, and I think it's pretty common knowledge that largely the lack of service delivery, particularly with regard to malfeasance that has been discovered and uncovered in various quarters, particularly in the local municipality. Well, that is an ongoing burning issue, and we've got a municipal election coming up shortly, which no doubt is going to be coloured by these and other matters. Some of them I'm sure still yet to be uncovered. But it would generally appear to be that trending social issues have been born of Uncensored. Of late, the discovery that there have been developments proposed and in many instances almost approved, if I can use that word loosely, by the authorities without any public participation or very limited public participation, which would tend to go against the grain and the spirit of the law, if not the letter. So these too have been uncovered. There is an ongoing dialogue, I think, now with the greater Balito community via Uncensored, and long may it continue.
Yeah, and you know what? Also the political turnover with, when we saw leadership changes that were presented as decisive moments, and the underlying systems and practices obviously remained largely unchanged, and that turnover didn't necessarily translate into reform. And another thing that also stood out for me was that voices that only surface in crisis, and many people we spoke to weren't new to the problem. They were just new to being heard. And we used our platform as the point at which these voices finally entered the record. And there it actually affected change. And then obviously the power operating quietly, some of the most important information came from people who spoke up when systems didn't. And we kept encountering investigations that existed, but they weren't visible. And in many cases, the story wasn't the incident. It was how long people have been trying to raise it. So we've had a very good outcome this year. We've used our platform, you know, to affect change in many ways and bring a lot of, light to to this platform and obviously the community as well.
Yeah, I think it's important to understand that investigative journalism doesn't solve problems. It's never been intended to solve problems. But what it does is it reveals what the problems are, and in many cases creates the opportunity for problems to be solved by the powers that be and the communities that that are served by it. Yeah. It's a bit like advertising in that sense, because advertising can't sell products, but creates the circumstances for which products can be sold. So the very, very valuable to be able to depend on the independent media, and in particular an investigative journalist like you, and the services that you provide for our community, I think are unparalleled. I don't see any similar service being offered elsewhere.
Yeah, it's truthful, not neutral. I know I said that a little while ago, but I said objectivity. I mean, doesn't mean treating all sides equally. It means giving each side a hearing, an equal hearing. That for me is what was very important. And obviously, truth takes priority over false equivalence. I stand very firmly to that. And obviously, as we look ahead to the new year, one thing is clear: it'll be a very busy and consequential news cycle. The local government elections are going to be shaping a lot of the decisions across this region in 2026. And I know there's going to be a lot of promises that will be made, the records that will be defended, and I think the impact of past decisions, we're going to bring those under sharp focus. And our coverage to the lead up to the local government elections will focus on what those choices mean in practice for this region. Not just what is promised, but what has been delivered, what has failed at what, and what remains unresolved. And we'll also be examining records, decisions, and outcomes over time, so voters can have context, not slogans, when choices are made. And we will stay with key investigations after the headlines fade. And the final reports, even though they've closed, we're going to be asking why certain findings were released while others remained behind closed doors. And we'll keep making space for people whose experiences are often left out of the official story, because obviously decisions matter most when you see how they affect people's lives. And this is the work Uncensored is committed to carrying forward in 2026. And before we close, it's worth stating something clearly. Our responsibility is to the public record and to the truth it reveals. And to everyone who has listened, shared, and supported this work this year, thank you very much. It has really been a good experience connecting with everyone in the community. And I do wish everyone a safe and restful festive season.
And the same to you, Penny, and may you have a very, very good rest and happy festive season. Look forward to continuing with you in 2026.
Absolutely.
And Uncensored with Penny Faree was brought to you proudly by IPSS Electronic Security. When it comes to security, don't leave it to chance. Trust the experts at IPSS Security. As the only CISA-approved security provider on the Dolphin Coast in all categories and the only local security company also accredited for CCTV off-site monitoring, with over 4 million rand invested in AI technology, they protect over 35 upmarket residential estates, spotting threats in real time. If action is needed, their rapid response and tactical teams, backed by the largest fleet in the region, is ready to act. For unmatched security, contact IPSS Security today at 0861 324 777. Your safety is their priority.